Good morning. It's Thursday. That means Jim Kevlin, the editor and publisher of Hometown. We're seeing some response from the Italian-American community in the United States, of course, to give back to those affected by the earthquake in Italy. And you have quite a heartwarming story from your area.
Yes, it's on the front page of Hometown Oneonta this week. It turns out that a couple of very well-known local fellows, Vinny and Tony Avanzato, who have been running restaurants in Oneonta since 1972, have friends in the Amatrice region there in Italy that was hit by an earthquake the other day. 247 people have been killed by now, and it's a community of only 1,000 people. In any event, they ran a restaurant called the Italian Kitchen in Oneonta for many years, and about 15 years ago, they bought the old brick train station and redid it as Stella Luna, which is a very popular restaurant there in Oneonta. Tony has a Sunday morning radio station of contemporary Italian music, and they both were pals of Dick Miller, former mayor, who was, you know, always there and very well known and revered in Oneonta. In any event, they caught a call from friends in the Amatrice region. They lived close enough to actually feel the shocks, so they were very concerned about what was going on there. As it happens, a very famous recipe from Amatrice, Bucatini Amatriciana, used to be a mainstay of Stella Luna, and so they decided to revive it and begin serving it again. Apparently, I've never had it, but it sounds terrific. I mean, there's a little salt pork, there's a pepperoncino, some hot peppers, pecorino cheese, onion, garlic, and apparently the trick is that you cook the sauce into the bucatini, that tubular spaghetti, and it sounds terrific. In any event, you may have heard that the weekend that the earthquake hit, Amatrice was about to have a big annual festival celebrating Bucatini Amatriciana, and restaurants first in Europe began putting it back on the menu and sending the proceeds from Bucatini Amatriciana to Amatrice. And now it's started in the States. The Associazione Italiana Chef in New York City, their restaurants are cooking Bucatini Amatriciana and sending the proceeds. Restaurants in Buffalo are doing the same. And you mentioned a couple of minutes ago it's happening in Schenectady, and I'm sure it's going to pick up in Albany as well. So in any event, at the suggestion of Molly Swain, a well-known local lady, the Avanzatos have revived Bucatini Amatriciana. They made their first batch Tuesday afternoon. It was a big one, and apparently the place is jammed, and I assume this weekend it's going to be jammed, and you can be sure my wife and I are going to be down there trying Bucatini Amatriciana and doing so for a good cause. They're also going to be raising money generally and are working out the procedures now to get the money to Amatrice and to the people who need it. And so it's a way for the local folks to express solidarity with people suffering from a tragedy a quarter way around the world. It's becoming quite a thing here in Oneonta and Otsego County generally.
Speaking with Jim Kevlin, the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal. And Jim, as always, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.